A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
There are major issues in America. That's fine. But massive issue in America is home ownership. When my parents got married at 18, and by the way, in that day, everybody did. You bought a house, man. It was $7,000. And that's the truth. My parents bought a house for $7,000. My father had one shirt and worked three jobs and went to college at night, period. Veteran, the whole thing. Every single guy and gal they knew had a damn house. Everyone in America had a house. Not no more. No one can afford a house except rich folks. Do the math, man. Had this conversation a lot, and Patrick knows this because it's one of my personal pet peeves. 5-6 million Americans cannot afford a damn home, and now they're getting jacked with by these big venture capital firms that buy up tens of thousands of homes and then charge them out the wazoo for rent and screw them even further. Kiki is one of my favorite people. Why? Because she gets it. She understands it. And sees the dilemma. This is a massive problem, isn't it, my dear?
It is. It is. But we got some solutions.
We do.
We're working on something.
Now, she's enlightening me on this stuff because I see no hope for the middle class.
Oh.
I don't. When the average price of a home in a decent neighborhood is insanely expensive.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, $350, $400,000.
Yep.
But you have folks with us who say there is hope and there is opportunity.
Yes.
Introduce them, please.
Oh, my goodness. My good friend, Monique Winston, and we have Mr. Malik Potter, who is here. Monique Winston is the president of M. Wins Consulting, and they have an event happening this Saturday at Petra International Ministries.
Nice.
It is the Pittsburgh Affordable Housing, Affordable Home Ownership Roadshow. Sorry, Monica.
Cool.
I mean, Monique, I'm like flustered right now because I have so many emotions with this conversation. But this is like what the third time that this event has happened in the city of Pittsburgh. And they're addressing the concerns, Marty, that people have ambitions of becoming a homeowner, but they have questions and they don't understand and they may have fears. Right. And because it's a little intimidating.
Hell yeah.
People think you're supposed to have a whole bunch of money. And
yep.
But that's not the case when it comes to this program.
Hey,
so.
Hey Monique. And Monique, thank you so much for doing this. This is important to me.
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying, though, right? It's a big, big friggin' hill to climb.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, Marty, we're right there. Trust me, I'm right there with you. So let me say this. First of all, thank you for having me.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but we talked a few years ago about this. You probably don't even remember.
No, I do.
But...
No, we need this.
Right. So listen, first of all, let me tell you, Malik and I are right there with you, and we understand the affordability issue. This is not something that I just do in Pittsburgh. We go all around the country, and people are surprised when they find out this is not my full-time job. I'm like, no, this is my passion job.
Wow.
So let me tell you, first of all, to address your point, you are so right. Affordability is an issue. And I always say, okay, Monique, calm your emotions and make your message match the audience.
Okay.
So on one side of the fence, Marty, I am in rooms with people who make decisions, who make policy information. I'm advocating for one big thing that you mentioned is there has to be something done about outside investors coming into communities, buying up properties. Mm-hmm. So everything you mentioned, you're spot on.
Hold on. So what Malik, Monique, that's real. That's friggin' criminal. Uh-huh. That's real. Real.
It's real. It is real. And I listen. So what Malik and I try to do is say, okay, calm your emotions. Let's separate the audience. So when we're in one audience with people who can make changes in those areas, we're fighting tooth and nail for that. Like, how can we stop this? Can we make it so they can't bulk purchase? Because sometimes they're not just buying one house, Marty, they're buying the whole darn block, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. But then on the other hand, we say, okay, what we also know is despite all of that, people want to buy homes, and they should be able to buy homes. So we have events like this to help educate, tell people this is what's going on. This may be the situation you're in, but this is how we can improve your situation so that you can position yourself. I lived in Pittsburgh for 17 years. I bought my first house in the Chartiers area. Great block, great neighborhood. You know, everyone.
How much? Hold on. How much? How much was it?
Wow. How much back then? I think it was 80-something thousand.
Mm-hmm. Can't touch that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And that was in 1990. Oh, skip when that was, because it's none of your business, Marty, what year that was. But believe it or not, ironically, Pittsburgh is actually considered one of the more affordable major housing markets in the country.
And, mm-hmm.
And the reason, but you know what, the real reason that is because in many markets, home prices have outpaced wages.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And so in Pittsburgh, believe it or not, and not saying it's perfect, but it is actually affordable. WPXI had did a study, and they showed that, you know, you can make, you know, 58,000 to 60,000 and actually be able to afford a home, whereas in other areas, you don't want to know
Hold on. Let me drag Malik Potter into this. Malik, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. Thank you.
You tell me, I'm being honest with you. You tell me right now, a man's making 65 grand. Where the hell, and be honest with me, where the hell in Pittsburgh can a man buy a home with a salary of 65 grand that he can afford, that he can qualify for? Where? Name it. Where?
So in the east side of Pittsburgh, there's a lot of opportunities I see where the outskirts of the gentrified areas, these areas being taken over by the outside people, there's opportunities. And I think one key component when we talk about education, it's not always how much money you make. It's what you're doing with your money.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the education between where you're spending your dollars, how you're keeping track of your money. If you're an entrepreneur, are you keeping your books in order? Are you keeping your credit together? And these are what create more opportunity to create that ownership. Now, outside of that, I would also speak to the scarcity. It's not only just about, can I afford the house? Is there a house for me to buy?
Right
on. Am I competing with 10 other people?
Monique, come on. Same question. Name one neighborhood, not the East End. Name one neighborhood in Pittsburgh where I'm making 65 grand, where I can afford to buy a home. Name the neighborhood.
Wilkinsburg.
Oh.
Some parts of Penn Hills. See, Marty, this one means you got to have a conversation. Everybody doesn't desire or need to live in Shadyside
I didn't say that.
There are some areas, but hold on. Also, you have to look at, we have, and I'll say this generationally, I have a millennial, I have a Gen Z. Some people have lost the concept of a starter home.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Every home doesn't have to be your dream home.
No, you're right. You're right. All right. Can you guys hang through the break? I need you. All right.
Absolutely.
I love this stuff. And she's right. I've never believed that everybody should be able to afford a home in Sewickley, but I believe that everybody should be able to afford a home in a good neighborhood. with good schools. And that's a problem. We'll be right back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
I have every intention of doing a lot more with Kiki because I get her and she gets me and she gives a damn and so do I. And I think there's a part of this audience that we don't reach is because I'm ignorant at times and don't try to reach them. And I think she provides that as well. We're building a very special foundation that we will announce fairly soon with a big chunk of cash that will be used to make a difference in this town. And it's why I'm here. It's why I'm blessed to have friends like Kiki and, quite frankly, her husband who's sitting to my left, and we're going to make a great team, and we're going to kick some ass together with Monique and Malik, and I have them with us today. All right, guys, so folks who are out there thinking, Marty's right, I can't afford a home, I'm screwed. How do we turn them around on that and get them focused on, yeah, I can own a home, and we can start here? How do I do that?
Good, that's perfect, Marty. So I think, to your point, it's important that we don't discourage people, right, from planning, because, you know, the market may feel challenging today, but when you think about it, affordability issue, interest rates can be an issue, but preparation, it matters, right? Education matters, financial literacy matters, and that's why we have events like this. One of the things we want people to do is come out, because first of all, people try to self-assess, right? I can't do this because I've been through a divorce.
Hell
I can't do this.
Hell
I can't do this because I filed bankruptcy.
My credit score sucks.
Right. Give me a scenario and I'll give you a testimony to match that scenario.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing. We have to make sure that we provide events like this. You know, there are things that can help with affordability. You know, we're going to talk about, hey, is there any money still out there? And if so, is it, where is it? And can I stack it, right? You know, does the lender have five that I can put with the county five and somebody else's five, and now I got 15? We have to provide.
Well, hold on, Monique. So there are deals like that out there?
Oh, my gosh. I have to come back to you and bring some folks who have been through some things and show you. But there, I can give you an example. Now, this person was actually in Cleveland, but Cleveland and Pittsburgh, very similar markets.
Oh,
and her parents actually live in Pittsburgh. Long story short, she went to closing. I think she closed in December. She took a check home. There are things out there. But you know what else happens, Marty? The people who need the information most don't know about it and don't have access to it, so it doesn't do anybody
damn
any
straight.
Good. So we have to have these events. And so that's why we're telling people, hey, come out to the Pittsburgh Affordable Housing Roadshow, because, again, this is sponsored by and hosted by PNC Bank, Mount Airy Church, Petra International Ministries, TransUnion, everybody that's bringing a different vantage point to the table, right? The church, the credit folks. And so we want to make sure people come out, even if they're thinking like you, there's no hope, I can't do this. Come out, because let's just say it's not the right time for you. But hell, let's tell you how you can get there in the next year, 6 months, 6 year. You know, it's not about necessarily am I going to buy today, but how can I position myself that this can be a reality for me and my family?
Hey, Malik. If a couple comes to you, because this happens quite a bit, and they've got a 580 credit score, and they got a couple thousand for a down payment, and that's it, and they make $70,000. Can you get them in a house, and how the hell do you pull that off?
So absolutely, Marty. I mean, I have a few examples. I've worked with individuals. Sometimes there is a seller financing option that people can do where the community supports itself.
Wow.
You can purchase a home and help someone, as well as helping them get into things like the Financial Empowerment Center to help build their credit while they're in that running process of the seller financing. There's also organizations like the Federal Credit Union on the Hill District for Richard Witherspoon, who are creating their own mortgage loan products.
Wow.
And they're actually taking control of that process for underwriting and helping to reduce the barriers. So like Monique is saying, there's a lot of resources, and it's just about things like this roadshow where people need to know that they are supported and there is help. They just need guided through that roadmap.
Mm-hmm. Monique, same question. Someone comes to you with a 580 test score, a couple grand to put down to make 70 grand. Can you get them in a house?
You know what? We can. And I don't know if you know, like, so background, you know, neither Malik and I are probably the biggest, you know, we're connectors. So when people come to me, and this just isn't in Pittsburgh, right? They hear me and they say, hell, I'm matching with the people that can get them there, you know? And let me tell you something. You know how, Marty, we were talking about earlier, you know, the affordability in Pittsburgh and how it's, but let me tell you something else that, you know, is not. Pittsburgh also has, just if we're keeping it real, Pittsburgh actually has one of the widest gaps in home ownership than anywhere in the country.
No question.
So we're talking about, you know, non-Hispanic whites have an ownership rate probably around 70-73.
Completely agree.
Well, black home ownership is 30-40%. But you know what? I could take that and be like, this is horrible. That gives me motivation. Like, there's opportunity here. And so, again, we can't leave out this important messaging, because so many people I talk to, hell, they'll tell me, I don't even want to own because I saw my parents lose their home during the financial crisis meltdown.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, we have to have these real conversations. But here's the thing, right? One of the reasons why this matters so much is because homeownership is such a driver of wealth. The average homeowner's net worth net worth is exponentially higher than than renters. You know, so we got to get there. And these rent rates, oh, my God.
Come on, man. Disrespectful.
Ridiculous.
Well, look, we could do this for like 7 months, but I'm going to, I have all your info, and I'm going to do this on a regular basis because it's really important to me because I'm kind of cynical about middle-class folks being able to buy a home in America, considering the median price for a home in America is $439,000, and that makes me sick to even say. Mm. But Monique and Malik, you've given us hope, and we will post all the information. But tell us again when this event is and how folks can get there, guys.
And we're glad we gave you hope, but I want to give a big shout-out to Malik because Malik's with the Pittsburgh Minority Real Estate Group, and they're a title company, but he has a nonprofit that does so much in addressing the very things that you're talking about. So he's there, boots on the ground, helping to support with his pockets this event so that it can be free. So I want to give a big shout out. And of course, to PNC and TransUnion and Petra and Mount Air, because all of these are folks who actually care. So everyone needs to come out this Saturday. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. at Petra International Ministries, which is 235 East Gate Drive. Now, we're feeding people, right? So we want them to register, and they can register by going to Eventbrite and just searching PNC Roadshow, and it'll come right up.
Nice.
But, Marty, if they have any questions, they can text, they can call 412-284-5412. That's a dedicated number for this event. We want them to come out. You know, hey, PNC even has money, you know, 5, 10, 15, depending upon where you're buying and where you're living. So, hey, we'll take all the money and help we can get to make it more affordable, right?
Guys, I'm all in. I'm blessed to have you, and let's make this the beginning, not the end, all right?
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
We're going to use this platform to make this thing go. Before your wife leaves, you got to play her this clip from this guy who loves me. I want her to hear this.
Uh-oh.
Because she came in this morning angry about haters. I want her to hear this guy who hates me. Listen, all morning we've been playing this. Listen to this guy.
I just want to say, you suck, dude. You're a moron. You have a really punchable face. I wish I was close enough to punch you, but I'm not. So, you'll go unpunched. But that jawline, oof, buddy. It's waiting for a crack, and someone's going to do it. Not going to be me, but have fun with that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
We ain't helping that loser with a home. And so it goes. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello. Peanut butter. Sorry. I ate these bars. They're called Perfect. And they're all peanut butter. And they're good for you, but they're hard to swallow. I'm old. And I work out a lot. Like this morning, 2.5 hours. And so I need a lot of protein in case you're checking. Protein. So peanut butter's right there. Can't eat a steak in here. All right. The housing thing is one of my pet peeves because it's just real. It's tangible. It's palpable, the pain. And I love the guests. I love what they're trying to do because it's hell. And poor folks have virtually no shot. And so they spend their lives poor and angry, quite frankly. What happens is you get all enthusiastic about a gig or something. I've seen this, by the way, with cops and teachers and EMS folks, paramedics, public servants. What happens is that they're all jacked up about changing the world when they're young because they're going to change the world. And then they realize when they're about 40, they can't afford a house because their salary sucks. And so then they get sideways, and it creates this angst. And I hate to see it, and it's more prevalent in America than any time before. And the two guests made an insanely significant point. Number one, they can get you in a house, but you got to work at it. And number two, the gap, the wealth gap in America is sick right now. I'm going to brag a little bit about my neighborhood because I live there and I know it. But I'm going to start with Patrick's neighborhood because he lives there and he knows it. When you first moved into Aspinwall, roughly, decent house, average price or roughly.
Yeah, when I moved in there as a renter, which was probably about 2013, you could find a house in there around 150.
Okay, so let me go into another neighborhood he was in because this is also relevant. When you and your wife were bouncing around in Lawrenceville for a bit, when you first gotten there, roughly, what could you get into the neighborhood for?
Yeah, that was about that same time frame.
Yeah.
$250 for a little tiny, you know, 1,000-square-foot townhouse.
$250, which right now is $500, probably?
Somewhere between probably closer to like $350 and up.
And your neighborhood now in Aspinwall, when it was $150, what are those homes now?
The smaller homes are in the mid-threes.
Right.
And the larger homes?
Six plus.
There's one that listed for $1 million.
Patrick sold his house. Was it 2 days or 1 day?
It was 4 days.
Above what you were asking for.
Above ask.
Crazy money.
Yeah.
Not to get into his personal business, but that's the truth. One of our boys here that we love, his family is Ryan Nev. He's an appraiser. He knows this stuff. Hey, brother.
Marty, how are you?
All right. So lay the landscape out for me. How difficult is it for a middle-class family to buy a decent house? Seriously.
So even if you qualify and you have the right criteria, the housing, first of all, there's a scarcity. There's not much for sale in a range that you can afford. You know, if you're looking at the statistics that say a house, you know, it's $117,000. First of all, a decent house in Pittsburgh, you're not finding for that price. You're just not. You know, I appraise foreclosures that are $90,000. So there is a huge divide of what is available and what you can actually get a loan on, because the foreclosures, they don't qualify for lending. So just like Patrick was saying, I remember that very well. I was doing appraisals in Aspenwall. They were 135, 170. A few years later, you can't get in there for less than 385.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre, yeah. Ryan.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have been doing a bunch of properties lately. I've been appraising a bunch of properties lately with out of town lenders who buy the property cash. You know, there's such a divide right now. If you have the cash, you have the wealth, you're going to make more of it. You know, so they are buying these properties cash, and they're renting them for maybe 1.5 times what a monthly mortgage would be.
Wow.
Yeah.
The couple that was on, God bless them, but they really have to twist arms and do backflips to get anyone in a house, let's be honest, for 60 grand. Come on, Ryan. Where?
That's tough. You know, I was listening to them when they were on. You know, one area came to mind.
Well, she said Elliot. Wilkinsburg.
Yeah, Wilkinsburg is a very diverse and very interesting market, because some of those houses are a couple hundred thousand.
Oh.
And the ones that are lower are
beat up.
Are not able to be, you know. You can't lend on them because of the condition.
Oh, you can't lend on them?
No, that's a reality.
Oh, wow.
So if you're going to buy a house and you want to get a loan on it, it has to meet the lender's, you know, criteria. It has to be in good standing condition, utilities work. There's a whole laundry list.
You have to be able to insure the thing.
There you go. That's the word of it, insurability. Mm. That's the concept. And if it doesn't have insurability, the lender is not going to loan on it. So they're not going to put a loan on it. They're not going to lend you the money. So if
Ryan,
you don't have the cash to buy it.
How many middle-class families making $200,000 are pulling their hair out because they can't afford a nice home?
Yes. It's the truth. It's the truth.
It is.
You know, years ago, the rates were low and the market wasn't through the roof yet. So it was kind of a sweet spot. But now, with the rates being a couple points higher, It's a very frustrating topic, because if you're making a couple hundred thousand, you're still really behind the eight ball.
Come on. Did you ever believe you would ever say that?
No. There's no way.
Me neither.
There's no way. My parents made $60,000 when I was growing up, and we had a very nice house.
Hell yeah. Man. I told my brother, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Folks, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here. You're going to think I'm being an elitist, rich white guy. There are folks that struggle that have $300,000 salaries because they have 4 kids in college. They have a home. They have cars. It's just the reality of it, is it not, sir?
It absolutely is. And you have to remember that insurance rates are up across the board. Car insurance, health insurance, everything. You know, it all leads to a point. And, you know, that mortgage being a certain amount and having to pay for everything else. If you want the dream house that you have, you need two salaries and it's two true. Very good salaries.
It's true. It's true.
Let me make a grotesque point, because the two guests mentioned it, and you know it. The extreme of the marketplace. There are homes in my neighborhood that sold for $1.5 million in 4 days with no sign. No sign, which means rich guy comes in, rich guy pays cash, rich guy moves in. Done. And it's happened like 4 times in the last month. It's bizarre. The wealth. You know what I'm saying?
You're correct. And the thing about it is that that house, they may list that house for 1.3, and he may come in and say, here's 1.4, don't put it on the market.
There's not even an open house.
No. They'll pay $100,000 more to get it and not go through the hassle of having a conflict or a bidding war with another buyer.
And Ryan, horrible, horrible, horrible market to find affordable new housing. Affordable new housing. Horrible.
Oh, absolutely. You can't get into anything new for less than a couple hundred thousand. Doesn't exist. That market doesn't exist anymore.
Makes me kind of sad.
I'm not talking a couple hundred thousand. I'm talking starting at 380, 400.
Yep. Way up, 200. Way the hell up north.
Yeah. Yes.
My man, there ain't nothing in the city that's new for under 850,000.
No. I mean, a couple of years ago, they were putting some of those, some of the newer homes like Morningside, but yeah, those are 700.
They are.
700,000, 800,000.
Hold on, Patrick. Your friend had a place in the Strip. He had to pay so much for a parking space. What the hell did it cost?
Yeah, it was somewhere around $750,000, and the parking space was $50,000.
Come on.
For one space.
Come on.
That was for, I think it was a one-bedroom unit.
It's exploded.
That's a $110,000 house mortgage, $120,000 house mortgage.
That's crazy. Ryan, my brother, wow. Thanks, my man. You're the best.
Anytime. Happy to help. Love you guys.
It's amazing. It hit the fan this weekend at a restaurant in Robinson Township, Central Diner. Big conflict with ICE, yelling and screaming. The owner gets arrested. People claim civil rights violations. In the middle of it, is my man, the best immigration attorney I know, Joseph Patrick Murphy, who joins us. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Marty. Nice to see you.
So that has... That whole scenario that exploded has calmed down, and the diner folks are backing off. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's the last call we had about this. I think maybe it's the right decision. We don't know. I haven't done much of the legal analysis. It does sound like a civil rights violation. A business owner saying, look, stop, you're not allowed in here. No warrant. Again, you look at the damages, no harm, no foul, an arrest. Nobody got killed. Nobody got hurt. So, maybe it's not worth pursuing. And I think that's where this is going to go.
And I think you've reiterated this point 1,000 times. The law is the law. And if you're illegal, they're trying to take you out right now. That's it.
They are. And it's getting more hostile toward, so to speak, illegals every day. The government, since probably August, has had a series of very... shocking wins in immigration court at the Board of Immigration Appeals. Whole categories of people who used to be allowed to stay here while they were working on their status, they've taken that away.
Oh, wow.
Special immigrant juveniles.
Oh, wow.
Victims of crime. They would historically let them stay here because the government needed them to prosecute crimes. They're witnesses, they're victims. They have to testify and say, yeah, that's the guy who got me. Now they don't care. If you don't have a visa immediately available or already have a green card, they're not going to let you wait here in the United States, living, working, having a good time. That was the whole problem with Luis. He was qualified. He had an approved special immigrant juvenile petition. And according to the visa bulletin, he was something like 45 days from being eligible to get a green card, and they would not wait.
By the way, Luis is this wonderful young man, roofing company, wife, baby, who gets snatched up.
He's also here. He's actually in the office right now. He happened to be stopped in today. I'm going to invite him to come over and say hi.
Do it.
Come on over, guys.
Do it.
So this is Luis and Ian are here.
Oh, my God.
There's Luis and
Ian.
Yep, they stopped in on an unrelated matter. I said, hey, maybe I'll go on Marty and he could say hi. And we're talking to Luis about what help you were, put the pressure on the radio and political pressure helping us get this kid released.
But what is his status right now, though? What is his status?
He's out on bail.
Okay.
And he's got an appeal of that deportation order. They needed, for whatever reason, to dirty this kid up. So close to that visa coming up. I suspect it'll come up in the fall. When it does, we're going to move to have the case sent back to immigration court for reconsideration of that order of deportation now in light of the fact that he's immediately eligible to adjust. When they get it back there, we're going to file for a green card with the judge, and she'll bang the hammer, and he'll get his green card.
Ian, how important has this media pressure meant to get him out of jail and get him on the right path? How much has it meant to you, too?
I mean, I know it's meant the world to us. And I mean, again, sometimes when there's some extra accountability involved, the right thing happens. So we are more than appreciative.
And I know your dad, as you know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's a big fan of you. And I know you're a big fan of him. So it goes a long way.
And are you guys working?
We're starting to. We're trying to figure some of that out now. And make sure that Luis is operating legally and doing the right thing. So, yep.
One of the problems is along the process, they took away his work permit.
It's
like, what do you want this guy to do, right? He's got to wait out this time, and they've did everything they could to make it unpleasant for him. It's really, this is what you were getting to earlier, and I'm going to let the guys go because they just stopped in to say hi.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Adios.
Love
they're not as used to the television as
That's
I am,
right.
But this is the kind of mean-spirited what we're talking about. They want to make everything so unpleasant so people will self-deport. Right? I once compared it to that movie Hunt for Red October, where Alec Baldwin convinces the people that there's a nuclear accident on the submarine.
I remember.
To get him to get off voluntarily without having to chase him. So that's what we got here. They've taken away statuses.
But you've been very clear about this. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. Accept it and move on. Go home or fight it. But it's very clear.
Right.
They're being very aggressive, sir.
Right. Well, I'm not a politician, at least not right now. I'm a lawyer working in the system. My brothers and sisters that handle traffic tickets, they don't argue about what the speed limit should be. They argue about whether their client violated it or not. Okay. What I find here, and the part that is getting under my skin and pretty much everybody else's skin, is they're changing the speed limit after my clients have already driven down the road.
Okay.
These are people that came and were counseled by lawyers that the government, the various U.S. state governments, gave licenses said, these guys are smart enough and ethical enough that you can part with money to get advice. And we advise them on what the law is. People made decisions about where they were living, who they'd marry, whether they'd buy real estate, all sorts of things. And after the fact, you change the rules. That's a bit much. That's last time around, there was a lawsuit against them in something called ASAP, Asylum Seeker Advocacy Project, because they changed the rules about asylum after people had already filed. And you may see more of that coming up. I think this latest rule about having to go home to get your green card, I think that's a big fat target for litigation.
Joseph Patrick Murphy, there's a fine Irishman. Thanks, my man. It's great stuff. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
He's fantastic. Bye-bye. Always, always truth to power.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.